Hey, we're going to continue the hour by talking plants. The North Carolina Botanical Gardens Fall Plant Sale is coming up this Saturday, September 30th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Major event on their calendar. Great time to head out and purchase some native plants for your garden as we head into the fall. It is, again, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday. You can get more details online on their website, ncbg.unc.edu. We're joined today by a couple of folks to talk about it. Matt Goki is the greenhouse and nursery manager. Catherine Meehan is the greenhouse and nursery assistant, both here to talk about the fall plant sale. Matt, Catherine, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us so much.
That was the 10-second summary. Give us the rundown. What's the plant sale going to entail?
Okay. Well, first of all, this is actually an annual event, so it happens the last Saturday of every September. It's open to the public, so we hope to see you all there. We have a great list of southeastern native plants that we expect to have available this year. Trees, shrubs, vines, ferns, perennials, and even some carnivorous plants. And that plant list of the plants that we expect to have for sale for you all is online on our website at ncbg.unc.edu.
Awesome. And when we're talking about native plants, like how does a plant get classified as a native plant, and what makes that important?
Yeah, sure. So a native plant in our case are plants that were growing naturally in what is now the southeastern United States before humans, or at least Europeans, directly or indirectly introduced plants from distant places.
Mm-hmm.
And these plants are important for a number of reasons. Native plants are the ecological basis upon which life depends. They've evolved with our native fauna and are therefore a vital source of food and habitat for native insects, birds, small animals, mammals, etc., including us.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, creating, restoring, and enriching native plant habitats is crucial for preserving robust biodiversity and maintaining healthy ecosystems.
So for a gardener, why is it good to focus on that?
Well, for that alone, trying to create, restore, and enrich your habitat so you encourage biodiversity and therefore play your role in sustaining our ecosystems.
Again, it's the fall plant sale for the North Carolina Botanical Garden. ncbg.unc.edu is the website. Go there, find out more about the garden and everything that's available there, including sculpture of the garden, which is still going on through December, and get details about the fall plant sale, which is going to be this Saturday, the 30th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This conversation presented by the North Carolina Botanical Garden. We've got Matt Goki and Catherine Meehan here from the garden to talk about the sale. So for folks who are maybe just starting out or thinking about adding native plants, if they're heading to the fall plant sale, what's your recommendation? What should they be looking for?
Well, so there are an amazing variety of southeastern native plants to choose from. But when you're just starting out or starting a new garden in your yard or at another site, some people are doing that, it's really, there are two good things to do. One is observation and the other is a little research. And so observation, your own site. What is the sunlight? How does the sunlight change through the year? What kind of soil moisture content do you have? For instance, when it rains, does the water stay up for a little while, or does it infiltrate really quickly? So these will help inform you what plants might work best. The research is walking through nature, walking through botanical gardens or other native plant gardens, or even going to native plant nurseries and seeing what's there on those sites that match your sites. Doing a little research, looking at books, going on online resources, checking books out from the library. These are all great ways to find things. And we're always available to answer questions if you have any.
And there's going to be some groups at the sale too, right?
There will be. There will be some environmental groups there, and you'll be able to ask them questions as well as our staff and volunteers who can answer questions for you. And so there are a plethora of resources for you to find out what might work best in your garden. And then once you have the plants, just make sure you've planted them in the place where they get the sun they want, the moisture they want, and the drainage they want. and hopefully you'll have a thriving garden in no time.
So the fall plant sale is going to include a plant sale. What non-plant things are going to be there?
Oh, well, you know, we like to do lots of things at one time. So we will have a used book sale, and that will be botanical and botanically themed books. Our garden shop will be open, and there you can buy native packets of native southeastern native seeds. And at the gift shop or the garden shop, there are also gifts, a North Carolina botanical garden apparel, local artists have their arts there, and many other things. And like I said, there will be environmental groups there who will be there to answer some questions and also to talk about what they do. And some of our corporate partners will be there too. And as you've mentioned, it is our Sculpture in the Garden show, and that is available for you once you've enjoyed everything that the plant sale has to offer. You can walk through the garden and see the 86 sculptural installations from about 57 artists.
That's awesome. What else is happening at the garden that folks should know about, like upcoming events?
Yeah, so there are so many upcoming events. Like I said, Sculpture in the Garden runs through December 3rd, so if you can't make it now, you've got a little time. On October 22nd, we have the Fall Family Fun Day.
Which I think has been changed to Nature Fest.
Oh, well,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Nature Fest.
Still fun in the fall.
Yeah, it's fun in the fall, but we've got a new name, Nature Fest.
And then on November 5th at 5:30 p.m., we have the Jenny Elder Fitch Memorial Lecture, and this year we'll be featuring Nancy Lawson, who is an author, a master naturalist, and founder of the Humane Gardener LLC. And she is presenting A World of Discovery, How Science and Heart Can Make You a More Ecological Gardener. And so we also have always classes, talks, other events, and so all of the information about these things that we've talked about is available on our website, ncbg.unc.edu, and that will also give you information on how to sign up to participate in these things.
And also where you can go to find information about the fall plant sale, which is Saturday, September 30th, 9 to 1 at the North Carolina Botanical Garden, just down the road from us off of Fordham Boulevard. Speaking with Matt Gokey and Catherine Meehan, and as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks need to know about the garden in general or the sale in particular?
Sure. For those of you who haven't been to the garden before, we're located in Chapel Hill, and we're affiliated with the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And our mission as a conservation garden is to inspire understanding, appreciation, and conservation of plants and to advance a sustainable relationship between people and nature. The main garden is located at Old Mason Farm Road near Findlay Golf Course and showcases about 10 acres of habitat and display gardens with a focus on southeastern native plants. And we also have nature trails and an education center which houses classrooms, an auditorium, a botanical library, an art gallery, and a gift shop and a plant sale area. And those plants are available year-round, really from March through November on a daily basis. So if you can't make it out to the plant sale, you can always buy plants on a daily basis at the garden. So if you haven't visited us before, you should come out and check us out.
And no better time than this Saturday for the fall plant sale, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Everyone's invited. Should be a lot of fun. Check out Sculpture in the Garden at the same time and everything else that the garden has to offer. ncbg.unc.edu for more information on the garden. Matt Gokey, Catherine Meehan, thank you both so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.